From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. How often are your kids on the internet? How long each day are they looking at their phone or maybe their computer or playing internet video games? And this is the more important question. Who are they talking to when they're online? Are they chatting with their friends or with people who want to harm your children? And how do you know who they're talking to? And how do you keep them safe from internet predators? This is why the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force was created, to protect children on the internet and to teach parents and kids how to be safe from predators who are online. A special training on how to keep kids safe will take place Friday in Nampa, and everyone is invited to learn about these things, including cyberbullying, sexting, as well as concrete ways to keep your kids safe. So joining us now to talk more about this is Jeannie Strohmeyer, the executive director of the Nampa Family Justice Center, and child advocate Mandy Jimenez. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you.
And I do want our listeners to know that we will be talking about issues that involve bullying and sex crime. So just to be aware. So, Jeannie, I want to start with you. Why was it important to host this particular training?
Because here at the Family Justice Center, we are working with families, children that have been abused and have sexually abused, physically abused. And we are seeing this as a significant problem in our community. And so we are wanting to bring awareness to the parents, to the children, to the community that this is happening here in our community. It's not just in the big cities and other places, but it's actually happening in our backyards, happening in our homes, happening in our churches, that we have those predators and they are looking for children. And so how do we help prevent these children from going into places and doing things that they are going to be harmed? And I know we know that the internet is highly effective in giving child predators access to children. And sometimes the parents and those that are guardians in charge of these children do not recognize the prevalence of that happening in our communities with our children. So we want to bring that awareness.
So Mandy, let me bring you into the conversation. You are a child advocate. First off, tell us about what that means, but also what you see on a daily basis.
We see a lot, I think more than we should, of kids getting lured on different apps. Parents, you know, trying to monitor, but then they also have to work. So a lot of it, you know, we see as parents who are working, child meets somebody online, makes them feel good and happy and tells them all the right things. And then it leads to more intimate conversations, pictures being shared. So we just try and educate parents and teens, you know, that there is dangers out there. And like mm-hmm. Jeannie said, it is here. It's not just in the bigger cities. It is in Nampa, more than we would think.
So, Jeannie, with that being said, I mean, just how bad is the problem here?
So we have, I know that we worked with many people last year. We had a 10,000 that came through our doors of client visits last year. Some of those are children and some of those are adults. And so it is, I don't have an accurate number that I want to lay out before you, because that's mm-hmm. pretty much what this trainer is going to be doing. Tamara Pitts, she is the investigator for Internet Crimes Against Children. That is what she does all the time. I can tell you the people that are coming through our building have variations of abuse, sexual abuse, as well as physical abuse. Not all of them are dealing with the internet crimes, but Tamara is going to be speaking to the prevalence that's happening in our communities on specifically internet crimes against children and the grooming that happens with that. So oftentimes what we don't realize is some of these children, they're very vulnerable. They don't have maybe what they need at home, or maybe they're not getting the support that they would like. And so they are looking for people that are going to give them the words of affirmation, the encouragement, the love that maybe they feel like they're missing. So they are going to be grooming these children, and they're going to speak to them in ways that is going to cause them to feel loved and valued. And that's the drawing. And so Tamara will be talking about that as well, about how these kids get on and connected to these predators. And oftentimes these predators are acting as if they're young people. They're not saying, hey, I'm a 50-year-old man, right? Mm-hmm. They're acting as a young person, and they're drawing in these young people thinking that, oh, this is my peer and I can share with them. And wow, they're really nice to me. They really care about me, and they validate. They say I'm beautiful. They say that I'm smart. And so that's kind of what happens and how they kind of move in this direction. But as far as this training, that is really the expertise of Tamara Pitts.
So, Mandy, are there warning signs that parents and caregivers should be looking out for?
Oh, I think the biggest warning sign that I know that I see is isolating. A lot of kids and teens, they'll isolate. They're quiet. They don't want nobody to look at their phone, have access to their phone. Sneaking out is a big one that we see. So yeah, I would say isolation, just, you know, not wanting to be with family, not so many friends, more time online than with in-person interactions.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeannie, talk to us about this class on Friday, because as I mentioned in the beginning, anyone can come to this, correct?
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing that forward, because sometimes when we say the word training, people think it's just the people within the work field that is invited to this. But this is actually community education. This is for workers in the field. This is for people in the communities, parents, and people in the, I think of the, you know, the churches and the clubs. So they can all be aware, because this is our problem. You know, I think sometimes in our culture, we have individualized the culture where we, you know, we kind of stay out of everybody's business. But what we want to do is have a community of people that come together that say, this is our business. Protecting our children is our business. And so we come together and we learn, and the first step really in making a difference is being educated and learning what the problem is. You don't know how to resolve or to solve a problem if you don't know there's a problem existing. So that's really what this is about, helping people understand and bring awareness to the problem. And then we invite them into prevention and coming around alongside to know, because I am guilty of this as an older person in my 50s. I'm not really aware of the apps that are on the internet, that are on the phones that children have access to, and the secretive places that they can go that is places that I haven't been super exposed to, because it's not maybe something I'm very well versed in. And so what we want to do is bring awareness and help everybody learn about these apps that these kids are downloading, the Snapchats and the different apps that are that they're using. And they're being offended on that way. And just also to mention, when we talk about the internet crimes against children, it's not just on the internet, right? So that does happen on the internet, where they groom them and then they also send pictures, and so then those pictures can be used as blackmail. But they also try to get access to them in person. So after they've been able to build and establish a relationship and a trust, then they can say, hey, can you meet me at this place? And the kids oftentimes will do that. So it starts on the internet oftentimes, but then it ends up in person oftentimes as well. So this training is going to help us all protect our community, our children. And so that's why it's so important. I really want to encourage everybody to attend, because it is something that we don't really know the level of what's happening and how this is working. And that's why, again, I'm not the expert in this particular arena. Tamara is, and that's the person that is going to be speaking to the situation that's happening in our communities.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk with us today. We've been speaking with Jeannie Strohmeier, the executive director of the Nampa Family Justice Center, and child advocate Mandy Jimenez, talking about a special training on how to keep kids safe online. It will take place Friday in Nampa. Everyone is invited to attend. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.